Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, business, financial, entertainment, and networking needs. Big here, your host tonight. As always, we bring in big thinkers from around the country for you all to learn a little bit and also network. Today, we have Sterling McCormick from Quincy, Massachusetts. This gentleman is a sought-after graphic design artist. He's going to talk about his passion for the arts, broadcast, film, and marketing. His works have been featured by many well-known firms and clients, and we're sure you have seen some of it. Sterling, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Big.
Before we get started, I would like for you to get out your information. Let everybody know what they need to do to reach you.
Okay, Big. Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity. You know, I'm humbled by the invitation to be on the air, so thank you very much for this opportunity. Let's see. The best way to reach me would be by my toll-free number. That's 1-877-92-GRAPHIC. That's 1-877-92-GRAPH. And the IC is pretty much silent. You can also you can find other ways to contact me through our website, which is www.dreamstategraphics.com. That's www.dreamstategraphics.com.
I want you listeners out there to know that you guys really, and that's a definitely, really need to visit that dreamstategraphics.com. I was blown away at it, and everyone that I've gotten contact with have said the same thing about this gentleman's website. But before we get really into the nitty-gritty, why don't you tell everybody about yourself, you know, where you're from, where you're at?
Okay. Well, it's a long story. I know we only have 45 minutes, so I'll give you the condensed version. I'm actually from all over the place. I was born in Germany. I was born in West Germany at the time, a city called Bad Kreuznach. But I've been all over the place, especially all over the United States. North Carolina is home base, and I've lived in Arizona, Texas, Georgia. You know, I now live in Massachusetts. I lived in D.C., Maryland. So I've been quite a few places, but eventually I decided that I wanted to start my own company, and there are several reasons for that. I'll go into those later. And I moved up to Massachusetts to start my own company. There were good opportunities here that I couldn't pass up, and here I am, you know, offering great design services. And when you visit the site, www.dreamstategraphics.com, you can actually read about all of the services that I provide and that my team provides.
So, what would you say your passion is? You've traveled the world, especially throughout the United States. You've seen a lot of different things. You know, pretty much like most world travelers and travelers throughout the states know that, you know, when it comes down to it, everybody's pretty much alike, no matter what state or country they're in. What became your passion?
I'd say my passion is actually entertaining, and there are different ways to entertain. You can entertain through art, which basically became my vehicle after a time. I love the visual arts. I've been drawing ever since I could lift a pencil, so that basically visual arts is what I gravitated to. Early on, everybody needs to be entertained. You know, everyone needs to have something to look at that makes them feel good, something to listen to that makes them feel good, something that that makes you enjoy life. And, you know, they say art imitates life. Sometimes life imitates art. And what I try to do with Dream State Graphics is to show art to people and at the same time help to promote their business. It's one thing to try to sell something to people, but it's another thing to give someone something to enjoy while they're being sold to. Companies, you know, hire graphic designers and they hire advertising, marketing consultants, you know, to do a job for them, and that job is to get people intrigued about their business. Well, the one thing that I've noticed is that to get people intrigued, you have to give them something to enjoy, and that's where my art comes in, and I have a passion for that. I like making people feel good, and if I can make people feel good through my art, then I figure it's a win-win situation.
Well, I'm going to let everybody know your art is something out of this world. The things that you do on your website and just listening to you talk, because, of course, as with all the big thinkers, we, you know, talk before and after the interviews to get to know you as a person. You know, it's you are actually living proof of, you know, a business owner that really takes pride in what they're doing and what they do for people.
I'm glad that that shines through, because I really do I want everyone in the Dream State family to know that, to see that I actually do care about my clients, and I only have team members that share that same philosophy.
That's beautiful. Now, when you said philosophy, why don't you tell us a little bit about your company philosophy? I mean, did this come from within you and the need? Is this something that was just, you know, like born inside of you? Excuse me.
It's something, absolutely. It's something that, you know, definitely was started off as innate. It's something that was born in me, which is to help people. The bottom line, really, when it comes to the Dream State Graphics company philosophy, is know what the client wants, understand what the client needs. All projects that we work on are important projects.
Wow.
There's no such thing as a small project with us. I don't care if it's a project that's a dollar, you know. It really is, you know, my passion. It's my team members, their passion. You know, it really is our passion to bring the greatest designs, because we're a creative group before anything. And the reason why I started this company is because before I got into broadcast, I've been in broadcast television for about 10 years. And before that, I was in, you know, various vehicles for customer service. I was in customer service for a very long time. And one thing that I noticed was that, you know, while I was working, I was doing my best to give great customer service to all of my customers, any and every customer that came my way. But when I punched out and I became a customer, you know, if I needed to call some service and have something done, I needed to change an address or, you know, just get some sort of customer service from another entity, I would get lousy customer service. And I know I'm not alone here, Big, right?
Like, yeah, sometimes, you're right.
You call and, you know, you have to call the phone company or you call the electric company or, you know, you go into your local supermarket. Wherever you're a customer, you know, sometimes you run into lousy customer service, and I just found that I was running into lousy customer service more times than not. So, you know, I said, well, you know what? When I start my company, the number one aspect of my company will be great customer service. You know, I really don't even call it customer service when I'm talking about it. I really say customer care, because that really is what it is. It's customer care. You have to care about your clients. So that would be the bottom line of the company philosophy. You know, when digging a little bit deeper into the philosophy, we like to be responsive. You know, we like to be responsive to the client, because this is our craft. We can't expect for our clients to know what it takes for us to do what it is that we do. So if we create something, or if we begin the process, and then, you know, the client has questions, then it's up to us to answer the client's questions. And we really have to be understanding that the client has come to us as professionals. So it's really our job to, you know, to get them to understand what they need to understand.
Wow.
It's not our job to be judgmental or quick to say, well, you know, I don't want to deal with that client because they're difficult. Why? Because they ask questions? I don't believe in that. I think that, you know, no question is a stupid question. You know, no question is a stupid question. This is our craft. It's not the client's. So to me, being responsive means, you know, giving the client all the information that they need. If they ask something, then you respond. You know, there's no need for anything extra there. I'd say probably the last thing for our company philosophy is to be honest. You know, we pride ourselves in that, you know, especially myself. I am the point of contact for most of our projects. So, I find it easier to be honest, to tell you the truth. I find it easier to be honest with the client. It's just a sign of respect, one, you know, because we do respect our clients. So if I'm telling the client the truth, I can feel good about that, and also clients are a lot more understanding, and they're a lot easier to work with when you're telling them the truth as opposed to stretching the truth so that it fits, you know, your company or your schedule or something like that. I'm always very honest with the clients. If there's something that we can't do, you know, which is few and far between, but if there's something that we can't do, up front, I will tell the client that's something that we can't do, or I will tell them that is something that at the moment, you know, we may not know how to do, but we will learn. That's one thing that I can say I'm very proud of my team for, is that that anything that we don't know up front, we can all actually learn pretty quickly. If there are certain, I'm not going to get into the technical aspects of it, but just say that, you know, if you come to us with a problem, if we don't have the solution on hand, we will come up with the solution, period.
Wow, that's great, and that really comes down to having the right team. Can you basically comment on how important it is for that?
Absolutely. The right team really does have to be in place. I'm pretty lucky with the team that I have now. The right team doesn't necessarily, you know, just consist of just your friends or colleagues that you get along with. You know, I mean, of course you want to get along with your teammates, but, you know, your team members have to share your company philosophy. They can't fight against you. You know, you're the head, and, you know, the team members are the body. The body can't fight against the head. You know, when the head puts out a command, then the body must follow. Because other, you know, you can't be surrounded by chaos in your company and then project stability to your client. You know, it's I think they call it dissension in the ranks. You know, when you have your team members that don't want to follow the leader, and it's not ruling with an iron hand either. It's you know, you as understanding as I am to my clients and respectful as I am to my clients, I also, you know, I give that same understanding and that same respect to my team members because, you know, they deserve it. You know, everyone deserves respect. But I'll tell you, my team members really do deserve my respect, my loyalty, and, you know, my admiration because, you know, I'll be quite honest, the talent that I have on hand, you know, they blow me away.
Wow.
So I can rest easy because of that. You know, I take a lot of comfort in the fact that if I do get a project that comes in, sometimes projects are small that that one or two team members or I myself, because I am the lead designer. I'm the CEO of the company, but I'm also the lead designer and creative director, so I do a lot of the work myself. You know, that's not always the case where I can do it myself. But I can always rest easy knowing that my team members can handle any job.
Now, what would you say also would be the biggest advice you could share with our audience that helped you the most?
That helped me in business?
Yeah, business, life in general. What would you think you could share with them?
Okay, well, this pretty much goes across all aspects of life, I would say, which is you never stop learning. You never stop learning. I'd say until the day you die, you are constantly learning. You have to learn from everything, you know, because you are meant to constantly grow, and learning is growing. So every situation, you know, that I find myself in, I try to learn from. I try to take something from it, something new. You know, every single situation is different. Every situation is not the same as something from 5 minutes ago or something from 10 years ago. Like, there's always something different, and there's always a jewel. You know, there's always some wisdom. There's always a pearl of wisdom somewhere in that situation that you can learn from, and you can take that and apply it to the rest of your life so you can have a more enriching, you know, fruitful life. And the way that that translates into business is that every single project that that you work on, you know, and right now I'm speaking to entrepreneurs and to anyone in the workforce, is when you work on a project, you learn from every single project. There's absolutely something that you can learn from every single project, whether it's a skill that you had to pick up for that project, or whether it's you learn a lesson in customer service, or you just learn a lesson in general about yourself, about how you work, your work ethic, things like that. You know, there's always something that you can learn from every single situation and from every person.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Sterling, can you please let everyone know how they can get in touch with you?
Absolutely. The best way to get in touch with me, I'll give you a point of reference. Go to www.dreamstategraphics.com. That's www.dreamstategraphics.com. That's one way to reach me. Another way would be to call our toll-free number. That's 1-877-92-GRAPHIC. That's 1-877-92-GRAPHIC.
I like to share with our listeners out there that the name Dream State Graphics definitely fits the website. When I first came across it and saw the name, I was like, okay. Didn't know what to expect, clicked on the button, and it's the name said it all. With that said, let's talk about branding.
Sure.
What's your philosophy or thoughts on branding?
Well, I'll start off with Dream State Graphics, since you touched on the name, and I appreciate that too, Vic. Thanks for saying that about Dream State and it fitting the website. That is that's the reaction that I wanted. That's the reaction that I wanted. The name Dream State Graphics. Dream State Graphics is I just started the business last year. I've been freelancing, like I said, I've been in broadcast television for about 10 years, and during that time I did a lot of freelancing, but I officially incorporated Dream State Graphics last year, and the name was something that, it was a long, hard fight trying to come up with the right name. Basically, what it boils down to is the innovation and the creativity that are involved in my designs and my team members' designs as well, because I try really hard to find team members whose styles fit in with our company philosophy and the meaning, but the creativity and the innovation that are involved in our designs and our design process are boundless, like a dream. That's one aspect of it. Also, businesses dream of the kind of customer care that we provide. Up until they work with us, a lot of our clients believe that the kind of customer care that we provide doesn't even exist.
Wow.
Like a dream. It's true, and it's true. I know it sounds like I'm tooting my own horn, but it's true.
Wow, and, I'm telling you, I'm pretty creative at times myself, and I'm just thinking about what you just said and the commercial. Whereas I'm in my bed, I wake up in the middle of the night. I've got an idea. I reach over to grab the phone. Your hand comes up and says, "Can I help you?" Yeah, I was just talking to you. Because that's what it sounds like, and I believe it.
I'm telling you, it's and it really does. A lot of it comes from the responsiveness, but the creativity. I think what happens is the creativity that we employ to make our designs, the creativity that we employ to create these projects, carries over into the way that we handle business. And, since I, of course, run the company, the way that I handle business, and especially as a point of contact, it's boundless. There are no limits. I don't have a script on how to deal with customers. This person said A, so let me respond with B. I don't have anything like that. I feel my customers. If I feel that the best way to approach what the project is to find out more information from them, then that's what I do. If I feel like the best way to do it is to ask other experts, then that's what I do. I try to attack the needs of the client, as opposed to trying to stick to some script about how to deal with customers.
Wow.
But I completely got off topic. I know we were supposed to be talking about branding.
Brand. Well, you know what? That's what I mean. When you're on Think Big Radio, the realer you are, the realer our listeners will know that you are, and really want to take a look at what you do. And whether we're going off script or not, it's just that I'm finding out more things about you. Our listeners are also going to be able to find out more things about you. So don't worry about that. The same way you say, we have a script that we go by, but, 7 out of 10 times when you've got a big thinker on the other line, it just comes out natural as far as when we're talking. So
and I appreciate this forum too. I like this because it's like you said, you know, it's about big thinkers. It's about big thinkers, and it's the same kind of philosophy that I've been talking about. You know, thinking outside of the box, having no boundaries, thinking boundless. If you think big, the capacity of the mind is so limitless that there is no way that a script could hold everything that you have to say. You know,
wow.
There's no possible way. So, no, so I do. I appreciate this forum. And basically what, back to the name Dream State Graphics, from the beginning of the project to the end, you know, all customers feel as if they're in a dream state, you know, because our talent and our customer service are surreal, you know, like a dream. You know, it really is boundless. There's no I don't see any reason to put limits on how much you take care of someone. And in this case, I'm talking about my clients, but in a lot of cases, it also means taking care of my team members as well. So, branding in general, that's the, you know, what I just gave you is basically the Dream State Graphics philosophy and the Dream State Graphics brand. It's not just about name recognition anymore, branding. Yeah. Before, years ago, there were only a few companies that actually had enough money and enough resources to advertise effectively, to advertise more than locally, to advertise nationally or internationally. So a lot of the sales that came from their advertising was based on name recognition, and in some cases that was it. They didn't have to be too creative. They tried to be as creative as possible, and of course, a lot of commercials from 10, 20, 30 years ago were very creative, but mostly what got the sales was the name recognition. The whole idea was, if you put a name in front of people enough times and for enough of amount of time, then they will buy your product. That was the philosophy there, but these days, there's so much competition, and it's a lot easier to get your message out to more people. And I think that that's because the audience is more savvy. You know, the audience is more. When I look at television now, as a graphic designer, there are certain terms that, you know, in our industry that we use that the audience, you know, used to not even have a clue about. But
wow.
Now, because of the different, you know, the different media that are on TV and in print and on the internet as well, they're teaching the audience about the technology that's being used. For instance, you know, I hear kids talking about CGI.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was something that was pretty much exclusive to the post-production industry.
Right, yeah.
That was something that the audience did not even know that term. You know, it means computer graphics interface. But it that's just something, it's a household term now, CGI, because there are so many movies out that use it, that use special effects that are computer-generated, 3D animation that's obviously computer generated, so it's a household term now. Green screen, that's another one. You know, I think they even had a show, Drew Carey's Green Screen. So that was something that introduced that technology to America. So, and of course, it's something that's, you know, it's been around for decades, but that's something that, you know, it wasn't a household term. But now you have the audience using industry terms. So I think because of that, the audience looks for more ways to be entertained. They look for more ways to live their lives and to find new products and not just necessarily go with the company that can put their name in your face enough times to kind of brainwash you into buying their product. So it's up to these companies now that they have to show the audience that they want their business, you know, and that comes from being innovative, from taking risks in their advertising, and by responding to them. And again, there's that word, respond. You have to respond to your customers because the customer can go somewhere else. You know, if a customer feels like they're not getting the attention that they need and that they deserve, they can go elsewhere. See, now there are so many businesses and there's so much competition in pretty much all industries that you can think of that you can go next door. If you don't get the service that you need from whatever service provider you go to first, you can go elsewhere. So that's why responding to your customers is important, and that is part of branding too. Branding is it's more than a logo. A lot of people think when they think branding, they think of brand, you know, or brand name or a logo. But that is just artwork, you know. That's or a name. It's just a company name. It's just a company logo. But branding really revolves around the entire company's philosophy, around their way of doing business, and around the name and artwork and those things, and how they put those things in front of you, how they present all of that to you. All of that is part of branding. So it's important for your graphic designers or your production team. If you were to hire Dream State Graphics, then this team will definitely take all of your branding into consideration before giving you some kind of design that may go against your company philosophy or your way of doing business.
Makes sense. That's all it does. It just makes sense the way you guys take a project from start to finish like that. And I know that even though you've incorporated recently and you're a young firm, that one of the questions that we like to ask is, do you have plans to expand? But I can see just from your website and looking at the different things that you do for people that you're pretty much expanding around the country. So why don't you talk about that? Or, I mean, how can you can reach anybody anywhere, and, you know, kind of like turnaround time, depending on what they're looking for.
And that's the thing. It's not black and white. It seems like every project that we get is different from the last one in one way or another. And so we feel good about being able to take a project from the beginning that may have some aspects that we have not dealt with before, and be able to take that and turn that into something usable, something beautiful, something that will help promote someone's business or help to enhance their project, whatever it may be. But thanks to, you know, the beauty of the technology of the internet, and even the mail system at times, we can pretty much deliver anything from the design process to the client. You know, it's with the internet, then it's instantaneous. You know, and by mail, well, now you have overnight services, so you can, you know, send things overnight if need be. But there are different ways besides email with the internet that allow you to also get large files to your client. And with design, sometimes, especially when you get into the broadcast and film side of things, The animation files are too large to email. It just won't work. I don't care what kind of great email system you may have. They're limited, and sometimes you have something that could be, 100 megabytes, and that's on the low end. So, there are different ways, and any client that comes to Dream State Graphics will, get the kind of treatment that they need to handle the kind of project that they have. If the file is too big and they don't have any means of getting a file like that, but they do want it quickly, we will set up a delivery system for them. I don't really want to go into a lot of technical things here for the audience, but FTP stands for File Transfer Protocol, and what that is basically a way for you to save large files on a server that anyone can reach if you give them the access information, username and password. And so a lot of our projects are delivered that way because it's quick, it's efficient, and like I said, if the client doesn't already have the means to handle something like that, we are more than willing to set that up for them. We have our own FTP, of course. We actually have several FTP servers, so that there's plenty of ways for us to deliver. But in a lot of cases, the clients have their own FTP servers, and they'll allow us to upload our files to their own FTP service. But the thing is, the bottom line is that we can always deliver the product to the client. There's never, knock on wood, there's never any projects that can't be delivered because even if it's something that seems impossible, we will find a way at Dream State Graphics.
Wow.
Can you please let everybody know that's out there listening one more time how they can reach you?
Absolutely. The best way would be through our website at the www.dreamstategraphics.com. www.dreamstategraphics.com. And you can also reach us through our toll-free number, which is 1-877-92-GRAPHIC. That's 1-877-92-GRAPHIC. That's the toll-free number.
Now, is there anything that you would like to share with our guests that you may not have touched upon?
Wow, time kind of flew. I didn't expect you to. I guess the use of graphics sometimes needs to be explained in cases like this because it's not a fully understood medium yet. It's sometimes looked at as just pretty pictures or a way to show off technology, but it's a lot more. It's a lot more. Basically, when you have, I'll attack it from the 3D animation standpoint. When you have a production, a television production, or more importantly, a film production, you have video, but you don't necessarily have the freedom with the video to play with light and color. Things to really captivate the audience.
Right.
And these kinds of things are where graphics come in. Graphics can be used to tell a story, but they shouldn't always be used that way. Sometimes they can just be used to punctuate the story, and that really is a very good way to use graphics as the exclamation point, or the underline for your video or your project. The thing with graphics is you want the audience to react to your work, so there are certain things with graphics that, you know, you can do that you can't necessarily do with live action. You know, like I said, the use of color and light, you can experiment more freely with brighter colors, with, you know, light from whatever direction you want it to come from, different colored lights, all of these things that would take, you know, hours and maybe days to try to set up with an actual film and video. And then also, there are certain things that you that just can't physically be done. You know, things suspended in midair, that just does not normally happen. You know, with live action, if you have a camera sitting in front of a pen, you know, the pen's going to be on a table or something. It's not going to be suspended in midair, and you're not going to be able to light that pen from every single direction. It's just not going to happen. So graphics give you a chance to experiment very freely with color, light, and different laws of physics like gravity and things like that. But also with graphics, and you know, and I know we're coming to a close here. I'm going to try and close this up. With graphics, you know, being able to experiment more freely with color means that you can experiment more freely with mood. You know, colors can evoke emotion. You know, they can evoke emotion in the audience. And, you know, that usually leads to an action by the audience, which, you know, in the case of, say, a business that's using, you know, Dream State Graphics Services, you know, our use of color will lead to an emotion that will lead to the action of giving these businesses, you know, their business, basically, you know, buying their product and being captivated by their presentation.
You know, Sterling, the only thing that I can say is that everything that you said, I can understand. And the reason why I can understand that is not such because of my technical knowledge in that field, but because I visited your website. I mean, it's for all of those out there that are listening, even as long as now to this interview, it's dreamstategraphics.com. We've only got a couple of minutes left. I'm looking right here at my phone. And basically, is there anybody, anything, any people you'd like to thank?
Absolutely. First of all, I'd like to thank my family. I'd like to thank my beautiful wife and my wonderful son. And, you know, they really are my support system. First of all, I'd like to thank them. I'd like to thank my extended family and my friends. We had Don Renee Ali on the show before. I'd like to thank her, actually. She extended an invitation to me, so I'd like to thank her. And I guess that's about it. I'd like to thank you, Big. Thank you. You did a wonderful interview. I thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on. We're definitely going to market this along with you, and it's something really people need to take a look at. I've been to a lot of different sites. I'm on the internet, you know, a lot in the evening after I've done or completed my work with my clients, and like I said, it immediately stood out, and it was one of those, I have to have this guy on the show.
Much appreciated.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Until next time, keep thinking big, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.